there occasionally. I can never remember drinking any vast quantities. I suppose I must have had the occasional beer or whatever, but I don't remember this as a sort of habitual thing at all. I did find that there was a funny little restaurant just down the road from the Middlesex. It was called The Glory. I suspect it was called The Glory because it was so obscure and so peculiar. And rather than use the hospital canteen, which the medical students were entitled to use, I used to go to The Glory midday, usually with a friend of mine, Ian Dawson. I'm not sure that it was necessarily a particularly wise choice, but certainly one used to get served a good deal quicker than one got in the hospital canteen, and consequently you could at least sort of gear yourself to finishing a session in the morning and starting a session in the afternoon. If you went to the canteen, at times you had to wait 3/4 of an hour to get your meal from the sort of buffet counter, cafeteria counter. And this was a bit disconcerting when you were trying to get back to lectures and things.
Were you weighing food yourself at this stage?
No. I mean, it wasn't practical. Very nice Swiss landlady used to get very worried that she wasn't weighing food. But again, it wasn't really practical, and you couldn't ask a little body who made her livelihood out of hiring rooms to students to take that degree of special care of an individual. They were very good and very kind to me, and were very careful over what they gave me to eat. But I don't think they ever weighed things. Not that I can remember, anyway.
Would you say at this period when you were a medical student that you were keeping very strictly to a diet and strictly to a regime of insulin without doing any adjusting yourself?
I think I was keeping pretty strictly to my insulin regimen. I was doing urine tests very frequently, usually morning and evening, and I used to adjust insulin, usually adjust the soluble insulin part of the regimen in the early days, and later, of course, it was only soluble insulin. According to the results of those urine tests. I don't think that my dietary intake could have been anything like as well controlled. I don't see how it could have been, quite honestly. I think I did as well as I could, as well as was practical. But certainly, how shall I put it, I never became obsessive about it. Perhaps if you become obsessive about these things, your disease takes over from you rather than you controlling it. I'm not sure.